Hey there, podcast listeners. Welcome to another episode of the Origene Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie, and with me as always is my brilliant co-host, Alex.
Great to be here, Jamie. Today, we're diving into some fascinating research about a little-known receptor called GPR153 that's making waves in vascular biology. This is one of those studies that connects a lot of dots in understanding how blood vessels respond to damage.
Absolutely. We're looking at a recent paper published in Nature Communications by Jingchen Shao and colleagues. And I have to say, this is one of those studies that really gets into the molecular mechanisms of how our blood vessels respond to injury and inflammation.
Right. And what's particularly interesting here is that they're focusing on something called an orphan receptor, GPR153. Now, for those who aren't familiar, an orphan receptor is basically a receptor without a known ligand, kind of like... What?
Like a lock without a known key? Exactly. And there are actually quite a few of these orphan receptors in our bodies that we're still trying to figure out what they do.
That's a perfect analogy, Jamie. So this research team found that GPR153 is upregulated, meaning its expression increases in vascular smooth muscle cells in response to injury. And they wanted to understand why that happens and what role it plays.
And for context, vascular smooth muscle cells, or SMCs, are really important players in blood vessel function. They're these specialized cells in the middle layer of blood vessel walls that can contract and relax to control blood pressure and flow.
Exactly. And what's really interesting is that these SMCs can actually change their behavior dramatically in response to injury. They can switch from a contractile state to what's called a synthetic state, where they start proliferating and migrating,
which is crucial for wound healing, but can also contribute to vascular diseases if it gets out of control, right?
Exactly. That's the double-edged sword here. So the researchers found that when they knocked down GPR153 in human smooth muscle cells, they observed reduced proliferation. And when they created mice with SMC-specific GPR153 deficiency, these mice were partially protected against neointima formation after blood vessel injury.
And for our listeners, neointima formation is basically the abnormal thickening of the innermost layer of a blood vessel that can happen after injury, like after angioplasty. It's a major clinical problem because it can lead to re-narrowing of vessels that were just opened up.
That's right. Now let's get into the really fascinating part, the mechanism. The researchers found that GPR153 actually regulates cellular CAMP levels. CAMP is this super important second messenger that affects all sorts of cellular processes.
Oh, I love when we get to the mechanistic details. So, they found that GPR153 negatively regulates CAMP levels, meaning when GPR153 is present, CAMP levels go down. And when they knocked out GPR153, CAMP levels went up.
Exactly. And this increase in CAMP led to several downstream effects. Increased Krebs phosphorylation, reduced YAP-TAZ levels, and diminished NF-kappa-B activation. These are all key signaling pathways that control cell behavior.
And what's really cool is that they observed similar effects in endothelial cells too. These are the cells that line the inside of blood vessels. When GPR153 was knocked out in endothelial cells, there was reduced inflammatory gene expression.
That's right. And this had real functional consequences. Mice with endothelial-specific GPR153 deficiency were protected in models of neuroinflammation and stroke. So this receptor seems to play a similar role in both smooth muscle cells and endothelial cells by controlling CAMP levels.
You know what I find particularly interesting about this study, Alex? They showed that GPR153 is actually upregulated in response to damage. So it's almost like this feedback loop where injury leads to increased GPR153, which then promotes inflammation and vascular remodeling.
That's such a good point. And it makes you wonder if targeting GPR153 could be a therapeutic approach for vascular diseases. I mean, if blocking this receptor could reduce harmful vascular remodeling and inflammation?
Exactly. And what's particularly exciting is that this effect was observed not just in mouse cells, but in human cells too. They saw similar effects in human smooth muscle cells and endothelial cells, which strengthens the potential clinical relevance.
Now, one thing that's still unclear is whether GPR153 has a natural ligand. Since it's an orphan receptor, we don't know what normally activates it. The researchers found that it seems to have effects even without any exogenous stimuli. But there could be some yet unknown endogenous ligand.
That's a great point. There's definitely more work to be done there. But what they did figure out is that GPR153 seems to interfere with GS-coupled receptor signaling, which is how it affects CAMP levels. It's not working through the typical GI pathway that inhibits CAMP production.
Right, and that's actually quite unusual. Most G-protein-coupled receptors that inhibit CAMP do so through GI signaling. So GPR153 seems to be doing something a bit different mechanistically.
So to sum up this fascinating study, the researchers have identified GPR153 as a key regulator of vascular damage responses. It works by modulating CAMP levels, which in turn affects several downstream signaling pathways that control inflammation and cell proliferation.
And the really exciting part is the potential therapeutic implications. Since GPR153 deficiency protected mice in models of neuroinflammation, stroke, and vascular remodeling, targeting this receptor could potentially help treat various vascular and inflammatory diseases.
Absolutely. And I think what makes this study particularly strong is the combination of in vitro work in both human and mouse cells, along with in vivo studies using conditional knockout mice. They really built a compelling case for the role of GPR153.
I couldn't agree more. This is one of those studies that really advances our understanding of vascular biology, while also pointing toward potential new therapeutic targets. And that's what makes science so exciting, when basic research reveals new possibilities for treating disease.
Well said, Alex. And that brings us to the end of today's episode. Thanks for joining us, listeners, for this deep dive into GPR153 and vascular biology. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave us a review. We'll be back next week with another fascinating research paper.
Looking forward to it. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring the amazing world of science.